Good evening. So we've been discussing the halachas of halal on Rosh Chodesh for the past 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. But once we're in the realm of Rosh Chodesh, I figure let's continue a little bit discussing the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. On the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we recite Birchas HaChodesh, which has a bunch of interesting minhagim that accompany the tefillah of Birchas HaChodesh. First of all, the announcement of the Molid. Second of all, the fact that we stand for it. Third of all, the fact that the Shliach Tzibur holds a Sefer Torah while he recites it. So I want to talk about these halachas, these minhagim, where it comes from. So Mishnah Berurah points out that when we recite Birchas HaChodesh, don't think that this has anything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, because Kiddush HaChodesh is establishing when the Chodesh would be. That was done in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to what we do now. We're just telling people when Rosh Chodesh is going to take place. Why? So, based on the Arzurah, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we want to announce when Rosh Chodesh will take place is Kadesh Yizaru Behilchos HaChodesh. What do those four words mean? What's the point of announcing when the Molad will be, when Rosh Chodesh will be? We're very precise. We have to tell you when Rosh Chodesh is. One day, 2 days, it's Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it is, and you have to know the exact Molad, so that we can know when Lizaher, Behilchos HaChodesh. What do those four words mean? So if you look at the Arzurah, which is the source for that line of the Mishnah Berurah, the Arzurah says the following. He says that that which we bench Rosh Chodesh is ain't zeh kiddush. It's not kiddush HaChodesh. It's just an announcement so that we will know when Rosh Chodesh is. Listen carefully to what his words are. V'yizaru b'chol Hilchos HaChodesh, as we will explain. Right after that, he goes ahead and explains that on Rosh Chodesh you can't fast. On Rosh Chodesh you have to say Alev Yavo. On Rosh Chodesh you recite Musaf. On Rosh Chodesh you recite Hallel. So clearly, what does he mean when he says that we have to announce when Rosh Chodesh is, or when the Molad is, so we could be Nisar in Hilchos HaChodesh? He means all the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. Clearly, that's what he's trying to say. So if the Or Zeruah, the source for the din of announcing Rosh Chodesh, is so that you could be careful with the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. Women have a minhag not to work. Some women have a minhag not to work. To be careful with that, the Rishonim point that out. To be careful about eating a little bit extra. Yes, we're supposed to eat a little bit extra on Rosh Chodesh. No chiyuv seuda, but yeah, we should eat a little bit more on Rosh Chodesh by day specifically. That's the way the Or Zeruah presents it. But the Machzor Vitri, also one of the early Rishonim, the Machzor Vitri presents the tefillos that we say, and interjected between the tefillos, the text of the tefillos, he makes comments here and there. So the Machzor Vitri tells you, he goes through the whole Lashon of Yikum Purkan. And after Yikum Purkan, he says, and if Rosh Chodesh is coming up, then you should announce when Rosh Chodesh is. Mipnei, listen to the way he says it. Mipnei, Takonas HaMo'ados. Again, you should announce when Rosh Chodesh is. That's the Molad, the day of Rosh Chodesh. Mipnei Takonas HaMo'ados. Those two words are important. Vi Takonas Tfilas HaMusafim VeHalel, and to let the women know when they shouldn't work. What was that first one? Takonas HaMo'ados is not Halel of Rosh Chodesh. It's not Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It's Takonas HaMo'ados. Presumably what he means is the Yomim Tovim that will be coming in this month. You should know when they will be scheduled. If you know when Rosh Chodesh is, then you'll know what the Mo'ados of the month are. So it seems to be a little bit of a tiny machlokas as to what the reason for announcing Rosh Chodesh benching. Is it just for knowing when Rosh Chodesh will be, so you could be Makban Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, or just have a general picture of Yomim Tovim, so you know to be careful in the Yomim Tovim. Okay, let's put that aside.
You have a riot from Rosh Hashanah. By Rosh Hashanah you don't announce it because you know what's coming, so I mean there are other times you do have to announce it.
I didn't follow the logic. Again?
Before Rosh Hashanah you don't announce.
Right.
Don't announce.
Right, based on the pasuk Bakesli Yom Chagena.
So it means that other Yom Tov you do have to announce, let you know that the Yom Tov is coming.
No, that might just be a separate reason because of the pasuk that tells you shouldn't announce it because Rosh Hashanah should be hidden, should be covered over. Bakesa, it should be covered over. So I don't know if we see anything about other Yom Tov. We just see that Rosh Hashanah, the Chodesh Shabo, should be covered over. Okay, we can talk about it afterwards, possibly. But I want to focus on Rabbi Kveger on the Shulchan Aruch as a very, very, very simple question. We have the minhag to stand. The Mishnah Berurah says that, quotes those who say, quotes earlier, Achronim, Nagu lamu b'shas amiras Rosh Chodesh ploni b'yom ploni, just like they stood by Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? Well, Kiddush HaChodesh, we never saw it, but they stood by Kiddush HaChodesh. If that's the case, we also, even though it's not Kiddush HaChodesh, it's just an announcing when Rosh Chodesh will be, but we stand just like Kiddush HaChodesh. Ask Rabbi Krieger ever so simply. Listen to his words. Bar anochi. I stand here like an idiot. That's what a bar means. V'lo yadati, asked Rabbi Krieger, I have no idea where you get this from. Where in the world do you see ever that they had to stand by Kiddush HaChodesh? We stand, the Shulchan Aruch says, that we stand at Rosh Chodesh benching, just like they stood at Kiddush HaChodesh. Ask Rabbi Krieger, where in the world do you have any indications that there was any standing at Kiddush HaChodesh? Furthermore, it's mashma from the Shnayis and Rosh Hashanah that they bedavka they had to sit. Furthermore, Rosh Chodesh, when they said Kodesh Kodesh, that was a Psak Bezdin. A Psak Bezdin must be yeshiva. Must be sitting. The Edom stand. The Edom is not the Kiddush HaChodesh. So why should you be more like the Edom and not like the Bezdin who's paskening? You're giving Edom. I hear what you're saying. I didn't see anybody who says like that. Nobody says that the bench, Rosh Chodesh bench that we did today is like an Edos about where the moon was configured. Right? The Edos is not on Rosh Chodesh. The Edos is on having seen a new moon. So, Birchas HaChodesh, none of the Rishonim say that the bench in Chodesh that we do is Zecher Le, you know, Edos She Ro'inu Es Halavana V'chidusha. What? If we're saying, if we're announcing when the Rosh Chodesh, Ploni, yeah, Biyom, that's, what? If we're imitating the Kiddush HaChodesh, which is what the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, the Shulchan Aruch says that, Nagu Lamod, Mipnei She Na'amdu B'Kiddush HaChodesh, or something like that. Okay, fine. So, I hear your answer. I haven't seen anyone suggest that, although if Rabbi Krieger would have thought that would be an option, he would have clearly said that, but yeah, apparently that wouldn't be an option. So that's Rabbi Krieger's question on the Shulchan Aruch. Why in the world do you stand? Kiddush HaChodesh was not standing. Simple question. Next time you stand for a Chodesh benching and everybody's standing, what? Okay. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting suggestion. We're also going to have to figure out where the Sefer Torah, why the Sefer Torah is out in the first place. Why they lift up the Sefer Torah, and these two things might be intertwined, which we could see what we could do in 2 minutes. Says the Sefer, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, maybe because they had a Sefer Torah out. Apparently, Ramosha quotes the Tosfos and Brachos, that when they would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, in the Sanhedrin, in the Yerushalayim, they would bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis Din for that section of the procedures. And if that's the case, well, it's not just a Sefer Torah present, it's a Sefer Torah that's walked in, that's a moving Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah out of its place, where we clearly, like Ms. Mon's saying, we clearly stand when there's a Sefer Torah that's being moved around. So if that's the case, so maybe we're standing not for the Kiddush HaChodesh, not for the Rosh Chodesh benching per se, but we're standing for the Sefer Torah that's brought in when the Kiddush HaChodesh was happening, and that also explains why the Chazan carries the Sefer Torah. Because why don't we hold the Sefer Torah when we say a lot of other important, you know, tefillos? We carry the Sefer Torah because, not just because it's important or because it's very emotional or it's poignant, but because we're imitating, in a certain sense, the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim and in the Sanhedrin. They used to bring in a Sefer Torah. So we also hold the Sefer Torah when we do our, not Kiddush HaChodesh, when we do our rendition of, you know, our imitation, Birchas HaChodesh. That's what Ramosha suggests might be the case, in which case the two questions answer each other. Why would we have a Sefer Torah? Because, why do we stand? Because we have a Sefer Torah. Why do we have a Sefer Torah? Because that's how they did it when they would be Mekadesh LeChodesh in Yerushalayim. But he says, I don't think that's correct. I think the following is correct. This is what he suggests, with which we'll finish. Says Ramosha, there are two parts to Kiddush HaChodesh. The two parts were, the Av Bezdin would say, Mikudash, and everybody around would respond, Mikudash, Mikudash. That would be three times. The Av Beis Din would paskin Mikudash, and everybody else would respond in turn, Mikudash, Mikudash. Says Rav Moshe, this is a chiddush. He says, which one was what we call Kiddush HaChodesh? Which one is the mitzvah? One of the 613 mitzvahs is HaChodesh HaZeh Lacham. You should establish Yomim, you should establish Rosh Chodashim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Which one is the mitzvah? The Dayan sitting there paskening that today is Rosh Chodesh? Or the Bnei Yisrael announcing Mikudash, Mikudash? Says Rav Moshe, you know what the Ikar mitzvah is? Not the Beis Din's psak, not the Av Beis Din's psak, but the recitation of all the people who are standing around, yes, standing around, who say Mikudash, Mikudash. If that's the case, it's the response of all the people who are standing around. The people who are standing around the Av Beis Din who is sitting, the Av Beis Din had to pass him sitting. The people who are standing around were all standing. We could talk about why, how we know they were standing another time. The people around them are standing, they're doing the mitzvah, they say Mikudash, Mikudash, they're standing. So what do we see? That the Kiddush HaChodesh was done. The psak of the Dayan was sitting, but the Kiddush HaChodesh, the main mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, is the response of the people situated around the Av Beis, and they were all standing, and they said their response of Mikudash, Mikudash, that's the Ikar Kiddush HaChodesh, and they were all standing, and that's why we stand, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a brilliant Kiddush of why we stand, because it's not to commemorate the Av Beis Din's psak, but that rather the response that we responded and we were standing, and that is Mikudash Mikudash, the main mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Good evening. We're discussing the halacha, the minhag, that which we do during davening on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh benching, the various halachas of benching Rosh Chodesh, and we pointed out that the minhag is that we stand Zecher le Kiddush HaChodesh. And Rav Akiva Eiger, whom we pointed out last night, asks the obvious question, where in the world do you stand by Kiddush HaChodesh? You don't stand by Kiddush HaChodesh. To the contrary, the Dayan sits when he is Mekadesh the Chodesh. So why in the world do we stand Zecher le Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh was not recited standing, to the contrary, it was sitting. So we pointed out Rav Moshe Feinstein's suggestion, his answer last night, and that is that although the Dayan, the Av Beis Din, does sit when he says that when the interrogation of the Edim passes muster and they decide that they will listen to the Edim, so he does say Mekudash, but Rav Moshe's Mechadesh that everybody else, I mean this he doesn't point, this the Mishnah says, everybody else responds Mekudash, Mekudash. Rav Moshe suggests that that's the main Kiddush HaChodesh, not the Psak of the Av Beis Din that accepted the testimony, but rather the presence of everybody around who responds, Mekudash, Mekudash. And that's where we left off last night. But Rav Moshe then goes on to prove that those people are all standing. And that's what we commemorate when we stand for Birchas HaChodesh, to commemorate the real mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which was done by the people standing there. Why? How do you know where they were standing there? So Moshe says, we find a similar idea. Where else in Halacha do we find that something happens in a Beis Din? Some psak, some decision, some act of Beis Din occurs, and there's a response to the people standing there. Other than Kiddush HaChodesh, where else do we find that paradigm? There the Dayanim themselves are saying, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Chalitza. Ah, it's an explicit pasuk. It's a pasuk that tells us, that everybody in presence of the Chalitza should respond with the words, Beis Chosanah, that this is a place of Chalitza. What does the Torah say there? I'm sorry, what does the Gemara there say? Mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham lomar chalot hana'al. What do you see from that? What are the spectators doing, as the Gemara describes? The happenings in this courtroom and in the Chalitza proceedings. How does the Gemara describe all these spectators? Do they have benches for the spectators? Omru kol ha'omdim sham. So says Rav Moshe, you see a riot from that Gemara Yevamos by Chalitza, that the spectators in the Beis Din are standing, and therefore it's presumably the exact same thing by Kiddush HaChodesh, that Av Beis Din would sit, make his decision, and everybody else would be standing, and therefore when they respond, Mikudash, Mikudash, which he says is also the main part of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's what we're trying to imitate, where do we see that the response of the spectators, they're saying Mikudash, Mikudash is the main part of Kiddush HaChodesh? To that he says it's a pasuk. Mikra Kodesh Azret Tikru Osam B'Mo'adam, which is talking about starting, you know, establishing the months, etc. So Asher Tikru Osam, that you should call them, not just the Av Beis Din, but the people there should respond Mikudash, Mikudash. From that pasuk he derives that the Ikar Kiddush HaChodesh is in the responders And he also pointed out the responses are all standing, and therefore everything dovetails, everything comes together so beautifully, and that's Rav Moshe's position, why we stand during Kiddush, during Birchas HaChodesh, to remind ourselves not of the psak of the Av Beis Din, but of the response of the spectators who are standing, and that is the ikar of Kiddush HaChodesh. Brilliant answer, Rav Moshe. I want to raise a question this evening that is a takes this idea that we're speaking of and takes it to a new level. The halacha is, as we of course do in this shul and all other shuls, that the chazan takes the Torah when he recites the Birchas HaChodesh and the Mishas HaNisim, and then when they say Natsamolot and Chodesh HaZeh Yebiyom, blank, blank. We are all familiar with the halacha that is passing in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara that appears in Sukkah and possibly in Brachas, that says that when you're davening Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to hold various items. Among them are tefillin, you're not allowed to hold a knife, you're not allowed to hold a loaf of bread. Why are you not allowed to hold these things? Because it's a distraction to hold them. If you hold a sefer, equally, if you hold a sefer Torah, the Bach says that if you hold the Sefer Torah, you're not even Yotzei Shmona Esrei. What does the Bach say? If you hold the Sefer Torah tefillin, you're not even Yotzei Shmona Esrei, because you didn't have the right kavanah, because you're so nervous about holding the talis and holding the tefillin, you're not even Yotzei. Okay, I don't know if you hold that like that, Bach, but that's how far it goes. So you see that you're not supposed, clearly in Halacha, the one exception, what are you, yes, allowed to hold during davening? A lulav, correct. A lulav, because that's the mitzvah, is to hold it. The mitzvah is to hold it. It's not just that everything else you're holding so it doesn't fall, so it doesn't whatever, so it doesn't, to protect it. But lulav, there's the mitzvah is to hold it, so that, so ask the Taz a very simple question. How in the world do we hold the Sefer Torah by Rosh Chodesh benching when the halacha is that during, whenever you daven, your bedavka is supposed to not hold something? You'll tell me that it's to arouse kavana, to the contrary, it detracts kavana. It is the paradigm of what you're not. It's the paradigm of how to not be mechavein. It's by holding a sefer Torah. We all think, oh, it's such a special Torah. The chazan is holding the sefer Torah. It's such a hisoros for kavana. To the contrary, that's the paradigm of something being anti having kavana. It's all the sefer Torah. This is a question that Taz asks. It's a fabulous question. What? A unique din in what kind of tefillah? Oh, so Rabbi Flam was saying it's dafka a din in Shemona Esrei, but it wouldn't be a din in elsewhere. The problem is that there's a reason for that din in Shemona Esrei. The reason is that it distracts you. The reason is that you're nervous about it falling. So, okay, right. Both the Rabbanim at the front table are saying that. The only thing is, so then why would we do it? If it's something that we know detracts from Kavanah, you're right. There's no din Kavanah. Not chalos shem kavan, there's no dinam midlifnei melacha, granted. But you're doing something that is counterproductive, if anything.
In this case, I think
in my head. So, okay. So, yeah, the Machzis HaShekel says, like Rabbi Flaum, that even though during Shemun Esrei, maybe not, but if you're holding it to be ma'orah kavana, why are you holding, when we talk about the problem of holding a sefer or tefillin or a knife, or a loaf of bread, or money in your hand during Shemona Esrei. There, as we mentioned before, what's the goal of holding it? So that you don't lose your wallet. So that your bread doesn't get dirty. So that the knife doesn't fall on your toes and slice off your pinky toe. So that the Sefer Torah doesn't fall on the floor. So the tefillin don't fall on the floor. That's why you're holding it. As opposed to here, as Rabbi Flam's pointing out, and the Machzis HaShekel says equally, what's the point of you holding it? It's not to be shomer the Sefer Torah. So the contrary, the Sefer Torah is sitting on the bench, or whoever is holding it behind the chazan is holding it very nicely, the magbia, who's sitting down, and he's holding it perfectly. It's meshumer as is. Why is the chazan taking it? Not to be shomer it, but rather to be ma'oriz kavan. And therefore, that would be okay. Okay. I hear that. Even that could be. You're right. The Taz, when he points out this minhag, is actually talking about Yom Kippur. That's right. Umashin Ogin Shashatz Machzik Biyado Sefer Torah on Shabbos. When he says Yom Kippur, Vushar Dvarim, yeah, how can we do this if it's against what we see by Hilchos Shemona Esrei? The Taz actually says something fascinating. He says, This, as we just pointed out, is specifically during the recitation of Yikum Purkan that the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah. In our shul, that's what we do. A lot of shuls, when they have Birchas HaChodesh, they give the Chazan the Sefer Torah for the Birchas HaChodesh, or just the when they announce the Hayom. Then they give back to the Magbiah for... Yikum Purkan's first, I'm sorry. It was Frashi, I got confused. The Tai says something interesting. He says, maybe, for Yikum Purkan at least, what is... what follows Yikum Purkan? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect the Talmidei Chachamim, to maintain the Talmidei Chachamim, the Lomdei Torah. So he says specifically for the bracha that we say for the Lomdei Torah, it's appropriate to hold the Sefer Torah, to be machzor the Sefer Torah biyado, because that would be just like holding a lulav, which the holding the lulav is, you're trying to hold a lulav, because that's the mitzvah. When you're saying Yikum Purkan and saying a bracha for the Lomdei Torah, for the Talmidei Chachamim, for the Rabbanim, for the Mechanchim, for the Rashi Yeshivas, so to hold the Sefer Torah is the appropriate, just like holding a lulav is the appropriate way to do a tefillah during Sukkot, so holding a Sefer Torah is the appropriate reaction when saying a bracha for the people who are Lomdei Torah. Halacha lemaisa, the Taz does conclude that even though we gave numerous reasons why holding a Sefer Torah perhaps would make sense for Birchas HaChodesh, for Yikum Purkan, for the other things, especially if it's aiding, it's helping, it's adding your kavana, but still, during Shemona Esrei, since it's explicit in the Gemara not to hold during Shemona Esrei, even if your kavana would be, let's say I want to hold the Sefer Torah so it will enhance my kavana. Imagine, davening Shemona Esrei and holding a Sefer Torah, wow. Beautiful kavanah. You're not holding it because you have nowhere else to put it. You bedavka want to hold it to enhance your kavanah. So that far we're not going to go because that's explicitly against Chazal. But other than Shemona Esrei, he says that it would be appropriate if you're holding it specifically, holding a Sefer Torah specifically to enhance one's kavanah, that concludes the Taz would be appropriate.